Get ready, because next week we are starting back with season 8. But in the meantime, let's recognize some of the ladies in our community. Are you tired of the traditional money advice? Me too. Bienvenida. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast. Join me each week for down-to-earth money conversations that will leave you with more confidence and inspiration to help you take control of your money. And you will probably learn some Spanish along the way too. ¿Lista? You ready? Empecemos pues. Let's get started. Hola, qué gusto de tenerte conmigo. What a pleasure it is to have you here. This is Jen Himpel, your host. And in today's mini episode, I'm going to acknowledge and share with you three members of our community. I wanted to do this listener highlight, or highlights, if you will, as a way to connect you with fellow listeners. Now, we do have our community on Facebook where we can connect with each other, but it's only virtually, right? So I wanted to share a little bit about these community members so you can get to really get a better feel for who's in the group, what kind of dynamic and incredible women we have in a group. That includes you. Yes, you listening. So let's go ahead and get started with this recognition, this highlight, or these highlights of our community members. The first one I want to recognize, her name is Yumi. And Yumi, I still have to know, am I pronouncing your name right? Please, please, if I am mispronouncing it, send me a message. Let me know. Let me know the correct way to pronouncing your name. So Yumi, she expressed and she shared with us, this is still just blows my mind. She shared with us that she listened to every single one of the episodes of the Her Money Matters podcast. That is 100+ episodes. That is just mind-boggling. Yes, I know I recorded them, but this is throughout time, and she has been able to listen to every single episode. So I want to acknowledge you for that, Yumi, because it's just incredible. And another thing about Yumi is that she jumps in and supports others. If there is something that she feels she can help you with and you are reaching out for support, if you post in the group, you have a question or you have a challenge or something of the sort, if she's able to support you, she will tell you from her experience, what she's experienced, what she has learned, what has worked for her. She is phenomenal with that. I absolutely love that about her. She also is fantastic in tracking her progress. She tracks her spending, but not only that, she looks at her progress and reflects on what has worked, what hasn't, and she shares that in the group, which I love, because I know when we are getting our finances together, when we're trying to improve our financial life, tracking is a way to do so, tracking what we spend on. And sometimes that's just not a fun part of it, but it's a necessary part to see where we're at. So I love that not only does she track her spending, but she analyzes her results, her analyzes her progress. Again, what worked, what hasn't, what she has done, and shares that, which I think is very impactful because it gives insight to others, and it's very, very helpful. So that is Yumi. And again, Yumi, if I am mispronouncing your name, please, please let me know. Another person that I want to recognize, and by the way, you may have heard these names before in shout outs in previous episodes. So just FYI. And another person that I want to recognize is Lauren. Now, Lauren, I have gotten to know better through email, working with her a little bit. And she is, let me tell you, she is so very determined and goes above and beyond to what she needs to do to help her reach her financial goals. And it's just incredible. She'll look for other resources. She maybe asks for suggestions and helps. And that's what it's about, right? It's about really taking charge of your financial life. And it's not just doing what you're supposed to do, but also thinking outside the box, thinking, what else can I do to improve my situation? And she is fantastic with that. She also connects with others in the groups. She is not afraid to ask questions, which I love. And I know with money, the topic of money, it's not easy, especially if you feel guilt, if you feel maybe have a sense of shame or a feeling of shame. But in this group, or not just in this group, but with money, I know that's a part of our journey, or our part of what we're dealing with sometimes, depending on where we're at. And that's just something that we have to set aside, because that guilt, that frustration, that shame that we feel, whatever it is that is similar to that, is not going to help us move this forward. In fact, that is going to stall us. So we just have to put that aside and move forward and press on. But back to Lauren, and she's great with connecting with others, and she's not afraid to ask those questions. She's not afraid to ask for support, which I absolutely love. And like I said, if you have a lot of guilt, if you have shame, if you have frustration, if there's just this dark, dark cloud hanging over you, try to set, you know, I know it's easier said than done, but really work hard to put that to the side, because again, that's just going to stall you. It's not going to allow you to move forward. Another thing that Lauren has done that I want to highlight as well is that one of the challenges that she has shared with us is impulse spending. That's a challenge that she's been dealing with. And recently she shared a win, which I thought was incredible, was awesome. Not incredible as in not credible, but just fantastic. But she recently was able to walk away from purchasing a $400 sewing machine, which in other instances she might have done, but she was able to walk away from that impulse purchase. So I love that. And lastly, but not least, is Diana, or I say Diana, and she's from Colombia, like me. But Diana is, oh my goodness, how can I explain to you Diana? She is super determined, very motivated to reach her goals. Just a fantastic, phenomenal woman. She has, in the Facebook group, she has shared her reflections of what she has learned with us. For example, one of the things that she has shared that she deals, or she, a challenge of hers, is stress triggers spending. And so instead, she was sharing that instead of browsing the web when she's stressed, because it's very easy, especially with our very, very powerful phones, that you can have those wallet pay or the pay set up already on your apps. It's very, very easy to spend money. So as I mentioned, one of her challenges is that when there's stress, it triggers that spending. So she has realized, and she has put a plan in place, if you will, when she feels stressed, and she stops herself from browsing that web, because she knows it's very, very easy to make those purchases. So instead, because she loves leggings, by the way, instead she goes for a walk, she reads, she incorporates other actions or other things that she can do to make sure she does not put herself in a tough spot, right? So I love that, because you have to have those plan Bs, right? Those plans in place. Life happens, period, right? So you have to have those plans in place to deal with things to know how you're going to deal with those things when life happens, stressors, any of those triggers that leads you to either spending more or whatever the case may be with your particular situation. She also shared recently that she paid off one credit card, which is fantastic, because that's one thing that she's working on, is paying those credit cards as fast as she can. And she's done fantastic. And she's also on track to paying another credit card by the end of this year. So those are the ladies that I wanted to share with you. Yumi, Lauren, and Deanna, they're in our community. Say hello to them. Give them a high five when you're done listening to this episode, and say hello to them, because they're doing fantastic. Just like I know you listening are probably doing more fantastic than you think you are. So definitely take a moment to say hello, give them a high five, and share with us what's going on and when your life is well. So that is what the community is for, is to connect with each other, to learn from each other, because listen, I don't know it all. And there's power in community. You know that. I know that. Engaging and talking and sharing, even though sometimes we're afraid, we are able to learn from each other and inspire each other. So you can learn from one another and you yourself can also inspire others. All right. So don't forget, if you love this podcast, please, please, it would mean the world to me if you share it with others. And I appreciate you listening. We'll talk again next Thursday. Remember, next Thursday, we are starting off season 8. So I will talk to you then. Thank you for listening. Ciao.